Let's review what we've discussed in this module. Settings and alerts are two of the most impactful elements that can benefit users when configured to their liking. You will see these two folders every time you open up the Hazard Services section of the utility tree in the localization perspective. While there are multiple ways to change settings, it's suggested to make changes through the console, save those settings, and then promote the settings to the site-level override. CommonSettings.py is an important file because settings that are changed here are applied to all other settings files in the settings folder, unless another override has been created. Alerts, like settings, are easy to configure with features like color, italic or blinking text, and pop-up messages to remind the forecaster about expiring hazards. And finally, the startup checklist will be your roadmap for implementing IOC configurations using the VLAB job sheets that are an extension of this training. During deployment of 19.3.1 Hydro IOC, one focal point per office will attend a configuration workshop in Norman where they will receive assistance with using the checklist and job sheets. Here, focal points will make significant initial progress on the hazard services configuration required before hazard services can be used operationally.